On a sunny summer afternoon 21 years ago, thousands of people, most of whom had disabilities, gathered on the White House lawn. They were there to watch President George H.W. Bush sign the Americans with Disabilities Act into law. To many people with disabilities, this is the Civil Rights Act. The president pledged as much.
I now lift my pen to sign this Americans with Disability Act and say, let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down. God bless you all.
Fast forward 5 years. Two women from Georgia with mental health disabilities sued their state, claiming they were being held in an institution, even though counselors believed they could live on their own. The problem was, there wasn't any place for them to go. The Supreme Court eventually decided in their favor in 1999. For the 5-4 majority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote,
"Unjustified isolation is properly regarded as discrimination based on disability."
For people with disabilities, this is Brown versus Board of Education. After that, many states stepped up their progress toward helping people with disabilities live on their own. North Carolina's progress has been slow at best.
The idea of institutionalization in our state has been here for hundreds of years.
Julia Adams lobbies for the ARC, an agency that supports people with developmental and mental health disabilities.
It takes a long time to break that historical force. And I think that's part of it, honestly, in our state. These institutions have been here for a very long time.
That's one reason it took so long to close Raleigh's Dorothea Dix Hospital. Adams says that before lawmakers, families, and everyone else can think about improving housing, they have to change the way they think about people with mental health disabilities.
And how do we now say, you know, it's not the 1800s, you know, it's 2011, and people have changed, services have changed, other states have changed.
But no one in North Carolina knows who's out there and what they need. The state doesn't keep data on people with mental health problems. Hospitals do a cursory screening for people heading out the door, and no one assesses people before they enter a home to see if it's the right place. That frustrates local mental health service providers like Ellen Holloman, who manages the Durham Center. Durham has the greatest number of licensed beds per capita of any county in the state.
When you have that many beds available, people who run these homes want to keep those beds full because that's how they, in fact, support those homes and they, you know, make their living.
Holloman's organization has no control over who's in those beds, whether an adult or family care home is a good place for them, or what services they need to stay out of the hospital. But when they fall through the cracks, her organization has to pick up the pieces.
From my own experience in being a resident advocate, I have asked people, well, now, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Guilford County. Well, how did you happen to get here? Oh, my case manager found this bed. Well, do you have anybody who is working with you? Well, no. Has anybody contacted you? No. You know, they basically get stuck.
The only information on who's in adult care homes is an annual report facility managers file. It lists who's in their care and what's their major problem. That's got to change, says Pam Silberman, the head of the state's Institute of Medicine. An institute task force concluded that the state lacks basic information.
We need to find out what services they need while they're still in the hospital before they're being discharged, to find out whether they can be appropriately cared for in the community or whether they need to move into a group home for people with mental illness or developmental disabilities. We're not doing any of that.
She adds no one knows what housing resources are out there.
So what we recommended additionally was that there should be a inventory of housing that is available for people with disabilities.
Even if adequate housing existed, the people who live in it need some help to stay there. The occasional social worker visit, job training, crisis services. All that sounds expensive, but it turns out to be cheaper than the status quo. Greg Warren heads DHIC, a group that creates low-income housing in the Triangle. His group helped develop a 37-unit supportive housing development in Raleigh.
We had a UNC School of Social Work study done that tracked the specific support costs of the residents there in this community before they moved into supportive housing versus afterwards. And I think they found like there was a 25% reduction in cost to government once you got people into permanent housing. So, you know, that's really powerful.
The Institute of Medicine Task Force found that independent housing with supports is 38% cheaper than adult care homes. That's why the task force recommended that North Carolina allow 1,000 people to use all of their county-allocated money to pay for housing outside of the homes. But that will require some initial money.
States live year to year. Make the budget. What's it going to cost this year?
Connie Cochran heads Easterseals UCP. It manages housing for lots of mental health consumers around the state. He says even getting a little money up front in order to save some down the road is a hard sell in a General Assembly intent on cutting the budget.
They have a hard time thinking or getting past that year to year, and then they have a hard time dealing with constituents who are arguing because they don't see a long-term plan.
Leaders need information. They need that money. They need a vision, and they need long-term commitment. All that exists in Tennessee. That state's mental health office created close to 10,000 housing options through Republican and Democratic governors, through economic downturns. North Carolina has not sustained the political will to do that. Lanier Kanzler is the state's Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's presided over 3 years of cuts to the mental health system.
I think we do have the backing at the highest level, and that's one of the reasons the governor basically protected mental health from any kind of budget reductions within her budget proposal, as well as put $75 million into a mental health trust fund.
The proposed state House budget would not include the governor's $75 million allocation. But it'll take more than 1 year's budget and more than one governor before the state has enough housing for people with mental health problems. Ron Hahnberg from the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Washington, D.C. says that, in the meantime, people with disabilities and their advocates won't stop pushing. They're leery of political promises. They've heard it all before.
Economic circumstances have changed. You know, legislative champions have left the legislature. And all of a sudden, you're not getting adequate funding anymore. And that previous commitment to funding community services that commitment no longer exists.
While North Carolina's commitment has wavered for a decade, states like Tennessee have charged ahead, demonstrating that change is possible and that it doesn't cost a fortune. Tennessee's long-term commitment changed the picture for Luetta Hicks of Nashville.
If you had told me in 1994 that I would have a full-time job someday, I would have found it hard to believe you. And if you had told me that I would ever have a home of my own that I owned, I wouldn't have believed you, and it would have scared me to death. But I had other people who held hope for me.
After years lost to delusions and paranoia, Hicks got help, first at a group home, then in an apartment, then at her own house. Now her job is to help other Tennesseans find their homes.
That's the thing about hope. When you can't hold it for yourself, someone can hold it for you. The mental health system's responsibility is to hold hope for people who cannot hold it for themselves.
In North Carolina, the system has offered little hope for people with mental health problems to find their way home. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.